Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, August 7th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
So all in all, it adds to uncertainty and lower profits.
Trump tariffs come into effect and Taoiseach says opinion in Israel is turning. Plus, we've all viewed the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Donald Trump's new tariffs come into force today. The 15% charges were originally due to take effect on August 1st, but the US president signed an executive order delaying their introduction by a week. It had been hoped the extra time would lead to a reduction in the tariff rate. The EU and the US are expected to issue a joint statement later clarifying the terms of the framework deal. Economist Austin Hughes says it's an uncertain time for Irish businesses exporting to the US.
For now, it's looking like a 15% rate. That's a big hit to many Irish indigenous firms exporting to the US. And add to that the uncertainty about will it remain at this level? Could it come down? A further sort of issue, the variability of the euro-US dollar exchange rate. So all in all, it adds to uncertainty and lower profits.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump has threatened an approximate tariff of 100% on imported semiconductors. The computer chips are essential to the production of a wide range of goods, including cars, phones, health technology and AI servers. Trump says companies who plan to make the chips in the US will escape the tariff. Silicon Republic reports 14 of the world's top 30 semiconductor companies are based here in Ireland. The Taoiseach says opinion within Israel is turning against its prime minister. It's understood Benjamin Netanyahu is preparing to push his cabinet to agree to an all-out occupation of Gaza at a meeting today. Aid groups say residents in Gaza are on the verge of famine. Micheál Martin says Israel must stop.
There's a moral obligation on Israel to stop the killing. Stop the killing of innocent people who are queuing for food. Stop the killing of children. Stop the starvation. Israel itself has to stop. And I believe forces within Israel and opinion within Israel is strengthening against the behaviour and activities of Prime Minister Netanyahu and his government.
Carol Balfe, CEO of ActionAid Ireland, says Israel cannot be allowed to extend its occupation.
So unfortunately, it's no great surprise in line with what the government of Israel has been doing. But it is coming at a moment that it's just impossible to understand why they are doing this right now. And it's just beyond disheartening to hear the American president say he will leave that decision up to Israel. This, again, in complete contradiction to international law.
Police in the US say the autopsy of Martha Nolan O'Slattery does not show any evidence of violence. While the final cause of the Carla woman's death is yet to be determined, Suffolk County police say they believe she did not die violently. Investigations into the 33-year-old fashion designer's death continue after her body was found on a boat in Montauk on Monday. The Department of Foreign Affairs says it's providing consular assistance. The US president could meet Vladimir Putin for a summit on ending the war in Ukraine next week. White House officials say a meeting is possible after the US special envoy Steve Witkoff met with the Russian president in Moscow. Donald Trump says the meeting was highly productive and he says the full details still have to be determined, but he is hopeful of reaching a deal.
We haven't determined where, but we had some very good talks with President Putin today. And there's a very good chance that we could be ending the end of that road. That road was long and continues to be long, but there's a good chance that there will be a meeting very soon.
Back home, a group representing self-catering rental homes say it's being unfairly scapegoated for the housing crisis. The Irish Self-Catering Federation says thousands of family-owned businesses face closure under the government's new planning rules. It says the plans would devastate rural tourism and risk up to €3.5 billion in lost revenue along the Wild Atlantic Way alone. CEO Maura Ní Mhiarracú explains how the new rules will affect her members.
All of us living in areas with under a population of 10,000 will have to apply for planning. And for those in areas above a population of 10,000, they will not even give them planning. And that will mean that towns such as Ballina, Tramore and Killarney will be closed down where tourism is concerned.
A wildfire larger than the one that destroyed California in January is scorching the state. More than 870 remote homes are threatened by the Gifford Fire, which has been burning out of control. The fire has destroyed at least 339 square kilometres, with only 9% of it currently contained. Officials say it's doing more damage than fires that led to the deaths of 30 people in a similar area at the start of the year. And in sport, in soccer, Shelburne will take a 2-1 lead into the return leg of their Europa League qualifier against Riaca next week. Sam Bone and substitute John Martin got the goals for the Reds to earn a famous win in Croatia last night. Shell's boss Joey O'Brien still feels his team has room for improvement.
Yeah, in the second half, we spoke about that in the dressing room, that we wanted to trigger on the ball a little bit more and show our quality. And at times we've done that, but still feel that we didn't show how good a team we really are in possession.
And that tie concludes with the two sides meeting again next Tuesday at Tolka Park. This evening, St Pat's face tough opposition in their bid to qualify for the Conference League. Tala Stadium is the venue for the Saints in the first leg of their tie with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's Besiktas. Meanwhile, Shamrock Rovers have made the trip to Kosovo to take on Balkany in their third round qualifier. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.